I go for the gold in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I go for the gold in me. How often do we hear of the athletes at the Olympics and going for the gold, and how the gold is so desirable that this is the highest achievement that they can make? Well, it's a symbol, and it's a good symbol. How often have you said you go for the gold in you? Do you go for the highest, the most wonderful aspect of your being, or do you stop sometimes short of that because it's convenient, because you are interested in it? Now, if you're building an ice cream sundae, and you're putting chocolate ice cream in there, and then you put vanilla ice cream, and then you put chocolate syrup on it, and then you put perhaps some nuts or some other goodies on it, and you're building this monument. You're building this wonderful sundae, this wonderful treat. And then you think, yes, there's one more thing. And you get the cream out, and it's on one of the spray cans, and you spray it on the top of the sundae, this wonderful creamy sauce, and it's so good, so wonderful, so beautiful. And as you're doing that, it is so fantastic. So then you think to yourself, gee, I want to show this to my friends. And so you turn around and say, now look what I have created. And they look at it and they say, doesn't look anything special. But you don't know what's in it. You don't know what I've done to bring it to this point. You don't know all the creation that I've done to bring it to this point. Just the right amount of ice cream and the right amount of nuts and the right amount of cream, the right amount of everything. And now it's ready to be enjoyed. Well, this is how our life is when we go for the gold. When we make all the right amounts in preparation for it, then the final victory is really, truly, joyfully received. But when we forget something, when we forget the hot fudge, or when we forget the cream, or when we forget the ice cream, or when we forget the bowl large enough to hold the portion that we feel we'd like to eat, then we are not quite there. As we understand ourselves, as we understand what our capacity is, the size bowl that we need, if we understand the volume of ice cream that we would enjoy eating, when we understand the variety of accoutrements that we put on it, then we begin to understand ourselves. We begin to understand who and what we are. We begin to understand what the gold really means to us. Now, athletes have been known to break their own records. And they go on to jump beyond what they jumped before, or do beyond what they did before. And we think to ourselves, how beautiful, how wonderful. Well, actually, to the athlete, as he did it, he didn't think it was wonderful. To the athlete, as he did it, he just did his very best. He always had in mind the gold. He always had in mind the ultimate. He didn't have in mind the journey, so to speak, although he was taking the journey. He had in mind the goal. For then, as he has the goal in mind, whatever is necessary to accomplish that goal, that is what he does. He learns to exercise adequately in areas that are necessary to prepare him for the goal. He learns to do the things necessary to achieve the accomplishment that he has for himself. Now, it is my pleasure to speak with so many people, so very, very many people, who say they want to live a spiritual life, who say they want to take the genius that is within them and let that genius come forth. They say they want to be the magical people that I say that they are. Oh, I want to be that more than anything in the world. And then I say, okay, to be a magical person means that you are pure in spirit, you are pure in mind, you are pure in heart, you are pure in body, you are pure in everything. To be that magical being, you cannot swear. Because to swear means you are losing your temper.
Oh.
I hear you do that, Herb, sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
And what do you think when you hear me do it? Do you think, well, I understand why I did it? Or do you think, at no time is it acceptable?
Oh, at no time is it acceptable. Oh.
And then you go to movies that reflect violence and unhappiness and a world filled with conflict. And then you wonder why you have violence, unhappiness, and a world filled with conflict in your life. Well, you go to the movie, you go read the books, you bring those things into your life, and then you wonder why they happen. And you think when you have a sore, oh dear, this is something worse. When you have a pain, oh dear, it's something terrible. And you see, all of these things are contrary to walking your spiritual path. Your spiritual path says, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Your spiritual path says, all things are perfect. Your spiritual path says, I can only think thoughts of purity and goodness at all times. If you're going to go for the gold on your spiritual path, to go for the gold on your spiritual path is more difficult than to go for the gold in sports. In sports, you merely stick to a program. And in sticking to that program, you achieve the goal if you are absolute about it. And you know how many people win the gold. One. One each season, virtually. And perhaps more could, but one. And you know how these things go. You know how they happen. It's just a simple thing. Just a simple, wonderful thing. And are you ready to pay the price for the gold? For the gold in your sports desire or the gold in your spiritual desire? It's just a matter of you. What is your social security? What is your sport or your spiritual desire? What is your direction? Can you live in such a pure consciousness that you do not allow into your thinking any negative thoughts? You do not allow into your life any attitudes which are going to limit you in any way? Can you be so pure, so beautiful, so wonderful, that every thought in your consciousness is, I like me? Every thought in your world is, I like me? Every attitude you have is, I like me? Can you, can I, can we, in our world, in our thinking together, be so pure in our original purity and integrity that there is no room for a negative thought. There is no room for any idea that is contrary to our highest good. Should you ever hear a priest or a minister or a man of God of whatever nature, be profane, you would not respect that person. However, how can you hear profanity in anyone if it's not in you? You can only hear it if it's in you, and you can only speak it if it is in you. And if it's not in you, then what you are in you, what you have in you, is pure, beautiful, fabulous, glorious, and wonderful. Let that purity that is in you be you. Let it be the allness that you are. Let it be the totality of your being right now. And as you do, as you reach for this, which we call the gold, when you reach for the gold, you reach for the gold by walking in it with your original purity and integrity. And you are a master winner at all times. For that is all that it's all about. Nothing more, nothing less. And how great that is, indeed, how great that is. This is my goal for myself.
I go for the gold in me. And as I look at you, I see you are the gold, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.